plastic and leather, spandex and studs. It's time for Rock Candy.
And now, here's your host, Troy Correa.
Hello and welcome to Rock Candy. I'm Troy Correa. Thanks everyone for tuning in this week and for continuing to keep Rock Candy in the top spots on Podomatic. I truly appreciate all of you that listen and continue to listen and share links to the show on social media. Thanks to those of you that have given the show a listen this past week in Hungary, Finland, Cambodia, the Netherlands, and Germany, which I missed last week. This week I have a few bands making a first appearance on the show. I'll also have something from Crocus and Aerosmith. In our Diamonds in the Rough segment, I'll have something from Lynch Mob. And we'll close out this week's show with two from our headliner, Heart. Let's kick this week's show off with something from Skid Row. This one goes out to all of you that slave away at your job day in and day out. This is the title track off their 1991 album. Here is Skid Row with Slave to the Grind on Rock Candy. You just heard Helix with Heavy Metal Love off their 1983 album, No Rest for the Wicked. Right now I have a song from former Vixen vocalist Janet Gardner. Janet released her first solo album in August 2017, and earlier this year she announced that she was leaving Vixen to pursue her solo career. Her solo album has a feel of Vixen's 1998 album, Tangerine. It's a bit heavier than Vixen's music that most of you are familiar with. The song I have for you comes off of that self-titled debut album. This is Janet Gardner with Lost.
So many lies. seems the same.
That was Danger Danger with Never Give Up off of their 2009 album, Revolve. Up next, I have something from Crocus, who last year announced they would embark on a farewell tour this year. Unfortunately for fans here in the States, there are no dates scheduled at this time for any shows in the U.S. This song comes off the band's 1983 album, Headhunter. This is Crocus with Screaming in the Night on Rock Candy.
Thank you.
just heard Styx with Blue Collar Man off of their 1978 album, Pieces of Eight. It's time now for our Diamonds in the Rough segment of the show. This week I have a song from Lynch Mob that comes off their 1990 debut album, Wicked Sensation, which is a great album. The song was not released as a single, but I feel it could have done well if it had been released because it's one of the strongest songs on the album. Here is this week's Diamond in the Rough. This is Lynch Mob with Through These Eyes.
Another day unfolds, and the rains of cold will fall on you. I wanna tell you, but I can't seem to get it. Can't seem to get it right. Oh, when it's killing me. I realize that it cuts me. Cause on and on, you just
That was Autograph with Dance All Night off their 1987 album, Loud and Clear. Right now I have something from Aerosmith. Some of you might remember me mentioning some time back that American pickers Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz found Aerosmith's original van the band used to tour in when they were starting out. The two are currently having the van somewhat restored, and Aerosmith will be taking possession of the van once it is completed. They plan on having it on display during their residency in Las Vegas this year. The song I have for you comes off the band's 1989 album, Pump. Here is Aerosmith with Love in an Elevator on Rock Candy.
Yeah. living at La Vita, living it up when I'm going down.
Heard Killer Dwarfs with Keep the Spirit Alive off their 1986 album Stand Tall. It's time now for this week's headliner, Heart. The Wilson sisters had not toured together since October 2016, but are back this year for a summer tour of the U.S. If you get a chance to see them live, do so. They always put on a great show, and the last time I saw them, Ann still sounded amazing, and Nancy still kicks ass. This song I have for you comes off of their 1975 debut album, Dreamboat Annie. Let's kick it off with my favorite song from them. Here is this week's headliner, Heart, with Crazy on You.
Yeah.
That was this week's headliner, Heart, with Barracuda, off of their 1977 album, Little Queen. That about wraps up this week's episode of Rock Candy. Thanks everyone for listening in and supporting the show. Keep sharing those links to the show on social media, and make sure to give the show a like and a rating on Podomatic and iTunes. If you want to find out more about the show, check out the Rock Candy website at www.rockcandyonline.com. There you can access our Facebook page and more. If you're enjoying the show, leave me a comment on iTunes, Podomatic, or on our Facebook page. Thanks everyone for listening in, and until next time, keep rocking. I'm Troy Correa, and we will see you soon. Bye.